Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And it is brought to you by our good friends at Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, Tallgrass Motors. And it is powered on Facebook Live by RVest Bank. And today we've got a couple of big things coming up in Bartlesville. One couldn't be bigger, to be quite honest with you. And with that, we have Jane Sears here with us, and also Michael Sikora. And first of all, Jane, welcome very much. And we got a 9/11 event coming up.
Yes, we do. First of all, thank you for giving us this opportunity to come and promote our event. We really appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Low Family Young Scholars is sponsoring a 9/11 event. Believe it or not, it is 20 years since that event. And we want to be sure that we never forget the sacrifices that were made on that day. So our first objective with this program or this event is to just remember those who lost their lives on that day. And the other is that Bartlesville is such a generous community as far as supporting nonprofits. And Low Family Young Scholars is one of those nonprofits that's supported by this community. And we think that it's a very important thing for us to do to give back to our community, and so this is a service project for our students. We think that we're going to have an excellent program. We are hoping that we have a lot of people come join us that morning.
And speaking of such, we have the executive director here. And Michael, how are you doing today?
Doing fantastic. And you know, it's going to be a little warm probably on Saturday morning, September 11th, but you never know.
Yeah.
So be prepared, come out with chairs, sunscreen if needed, and a hat. And as Jane was kind of talking around, it's going to be a nice celebration, but it's also going to be a little somber, because I still even remember 20 years ago. Oh. I can't even remember 20 years ago, but I remember I was in 10th grade science chemistry class at the mid-high, now called Madison, and I could not believe what I heard, and everyone just floored, and there went the rest of the day at school. So I can't believe I was in 10th grade 20 years ago. How time flies.
Indeed it does. And it is a somber remembrance. And there's, you know, a lot going on right now today that's there to remind us, too. We won't get into that. But this will take place at Unity Square. And that's a beautiful place to have it, to be quite honest with you, because that can hold a lot of people, and you can space out, and you can feel safe, you can feel comfortable. And, of course, you know, we're going to be blessed with some good weather. I just know we are. And we've got a lot going on that day, so I think we're going to do it. This is going to go from 9 until 10. And how are we going to commemorate the lives lost during this tragedy? What's the format of the program?
So part of the program is some of our students are going to be involved running as master and mistress of ceremonies. We actually have a graduate of our program who works for Trudy, Vanessa. She'll be helping us out. And one of our seniors in the program, Gavin, he's going to be helping us out.
Oh, yeah.
And some of the other students are going to be just kind of talking us through and walking us through how the event unfolded 20 years ago. And some of those we've highlighted, some of the fallen service members. We have a representative of the fire department, EMTs, and there's one more, and the police. Can't forget that one.
No. Jane, we're going to have some more things coming up here, some kind of special events within the events, too. Not only some opening comments, but we've got some great speakers, too.
Well, we are fortunate to have our lieutenant governor is going to be with us on Saturday morning. Our other elected officials, Senator Daniels, Representative Strom, Representative Stearman will join us. Our police force, our firefighters, and our EMT will be represented mm-hmm. on our stage that morning. We're going to recognize them for their service. Our speakers right now are Senator Daniels and Lieutenant Governor Matt Pinnell. We have invited the governor. He hasn't refused our invitation yet, so we're waiting to hear from him. He doesn't put things on his schedule within, you know, too early. And so we are
Understood.
Waiting to hear from him, so we hope that he'll be able to join us. We invited former President Bush, but I'm sure he has a lot of invitations, a lot of places for him to be on Saturday morning, but we are going to have his recorded remarks as part of our program.
Very good. Very good. I think I remember those quite well from the real time.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and one of the things that I think will make this really special is that our firefighters are going to, the firefighter honor guard's going to open our program with the flag ceremony. And we're going to have a 21-gun salute with our Ramona American Legion post. They're going to do a 21-gun salute.
So great guys.
It's going to be a very meaningful service. And then just one other thing. If you have never seen an American flag retired, immediately following our program, the Boy Scout troop from St. John's is going to retire an American flag, and that is quite a moving ceremony. To when a flag is worn out and can no longer represent the nation, it has to be retired, and you do that by burning it. And so they are going to retire an American flag, so we hope that people will stay and join us for that, because that is very moving.
Wow. The whole event just sounds like it's going to be very, very moving, as you say. And this is going to be on Saturday, September 11th. It's the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks right here in the United States. And we're going to hold this downtown at Unity Square. It begins at 9 a.m. Wow. And this is a service project for the Lowe Family Young Scholars?
Yeah, the Lowe Family Young Scholars, we are a college preparation program here in Bartlesville that we take promising students and match them with a mentor and help them walk through the college preparation process from seventh grade through high school graduation. And, you know, where their goal is a college diploma, and we're there to support them all the way through it. And our partner universities are Oklahoma Wesleyan, Rogers State, and OSU. And we are just so happy to be a part of, you know, helping the kids achieve a degree through these universities. And we're just so excited to see, you know, what the students do afterwards. We have a couple graduates still in Bartlesville working at Phillips and Trudy and some other places. And it's just amazing to see the growth and the potential explode.
You know, when some of these students are going to be participating in this, they weren't even born when this took place.
That's true.
And
don't
this,
remind me.
Well, yeah, but they're going to be taking place, they're going to be participating in this, and I hope it triggers something that we never should be in a situation like that ever again.
It is important for our students to know the history, and so participating, I think, will make it more meaningful for them, since many of them who are in our program now are college students. We're very, very young, but many of them who are in our program were not alive during this time. And I know through the years they recognize that date. I know that in their schools they've done things. So, but it's just one more opportunity to educate our students and give them a sense of, I guess, the importance of our country and not forgetting very important events.
Do we have a Facebook page that folks could get some more information on this, or do we have it on
your
website?
Yeah, you can find us on Facebook, and we have an event linked from Facebook, so just be on the lookout for Facebook. We have some events on our website as well.
Okay, once again, that is 9/11. It's the 20th anniversary, and it's going to be downtown at Unity Square from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. We've got a little bit of time, so I'd like to see if it's okay if we could talk about something a little bit lighter.
Sure.
Like,
let me mention one last thing,
sure,
though.
Sure.
The memorial event really kind of emphasizes one of the aspects of our program, the mentoring.
Yes.
And this really works on our desire to pass on information to the next generation. And that's really the reason why mentoring is so successful in our program. That's why we need mentors. And it's just life experiences and education that really is the core aspect of why mentors work really well. And the memorial event is a part of that program, because you get to pass on information of our country and of the events in the past 20 years of how to, you know, be involved and what does it mean to remember things from the past. So you pass on that next bit of information to the next generation.
Sparks the next question. How do you become a mentor?
Call me.
He will answer, believe me.
Absolutely. Email as well, Facebook. Any way you want to get in contact with me, I'd be happy to talk to you.
Well, and that is such an important part of our program. I think that's one thing that sets our program apart from a lot of other programs is the relationship between the students and the mentors. And we are looking for good mentors all the time. And, you know, if you would like to get to know someone that's not in your generation necessarily and have an impact on a kid, this is a great way to do that. It doesn't take a lot of your week, but it's a very important thing to do. And so if you'd like to be a mentor, you know, contacting Michael Sikora at Low Family Young Scholars. All of our mentors do go through a screening process that we partner with Big Brothers Big Sisters for. We all know the reason for that.
Sure
but,
do.
Yeah. But it's very rewarding. I've been a mentor for three different students, and if I hadn't been a mentor, I just would have never gotten to know some really fantastic kids. And so it's like anything else. When you are helping someone, it always makes you, you know, it always benefits you as the giver, you know. So they are giving and you are giving, and so it's a great relationship.
And it is, and you can find out more at the website, can't you?
lowyoungscholar.org, or call me 918-766-6675. And we do have one 8th grade girl student waiting a mentor.
Well, we need to take care of that.
Yeah.
We need to take care of that right now. So if you're listening right now and you've been on the fence about trying to figure out which way to go, where to go as far as maybe becoming a mentor, this is your opportunity. Grab the brass ring.
Yeah. Very awesome. Good. Thank you.
Yeah, you're not a problem. Real quick, I know that another partnership that we have here is Bartlesville's Got Talent. Yeah. I know that's coming up on the horizon. This is front and center, but we got a couple of minutes left. Tell us a little bit about what's going on there.
So November 13th, we are cautious but hopeful that things are going to turn around and we'll be able to exercise Bartlesville's Got Talent. It'll be at the community center, and it'll just be a showcase of just some awesome talent that Bartlesville has tucked away and hidden. We want to show them and showcase them, and if you want to come support Pack the Backpacks and Low Family, we have partnered together to run a fundraiser. And come vote for your favorite talent. Dollar buys a single vote, and some of the prizes given to the winners will be split with them, as well as Pack the Backpacks and Low Family.
Very good. I want to thank you both for being here today, and I want everyone to show up proudly on September 11th at 9 a.m. at Unity Square downtown as we have... what's that?
Just a reminder, Michael said it at the very beginning, bring a chair.
Bring a chair.
Wear a hat, wear sunscreen.
Oh, yes. Very good. Yeah, it's Oklahoma. You never know what you're going to get. You could get a balmy day or you can get one of these. Yeah. So it's 9 until 10, and it's the 20th anniversary remembrance of the terror attacks. Thank you very much for being here with us today on our Community Connection.